What's up, Nuggets fans? Welcome to another edition of A Pickaxe to Grind. It's my All Things Nuggets podcast, episode 2 of the season. And I'm going to take a different angle with some of these as we go because, honestly, you know, with so many games, you know, like, for example, as I record this, you got the Warriors game tonight. So I'm not going to necessarily go game-by-game basis all the time. I'll give you at the end of the podcast, I'll run through the schedule and what that might look like for the Nuggets. But I'm just going to take a few different stories that are surrounding the Denver Nuggets and some of the thoughts I have on that side of it. And we got to start here. Obviously, Jamal Murray's got the hamstring thing. So that's scary. I mean, as good as Nikola Jokic is, this is his team. He's the best. But without Jamal Murray in those playoffs, the Nuggets don't win a championship. And we saw what the Murray-less and Porter-less Nuggets look like in the playoffs two seasons ago, I guess, when they went up against Golden State and lost. It's not the same team. But then again, it's not the same Nikola Jokic. As powerful as Jamal Murray can be, and especially his camaraderie with Nikola Jokic, don't get me wrong, I am concerned about this stretch. I don't know how long he's going to be out. Michael Malone is certainly not very optimistic, not very positive about it. And so when your head coach is not the guy that's like, you know, we hope to have him back sooner than later, it's more of a, yeah, don't count on it. That's scary. That means he's probably going to be out a while. It's a hamstring. Those things can stick with you for a while. So is that going to be a month? I mean, are we talking 2 months? We're talking a few weeks. I have it in my brain that I'm not even really going to think about Jamal Murray being back on this roster, the active roster, until, you know, a week or two into December, and that might be pushing it. So we'll see how the Nuggets can, if they can hold down the fort. 7-1 on the season as I record this. Again, it's a Wednesday, November 8th. They have the Golden State Warriors coming up Wednesday night. 8 o'clock, big game. I think they're 3.5-point favorites. That obviously changes if the Joker is not going to go. Joker is listed as probable or day to day, or saw another one, game time decision. I saw three different status reports on the Joker. But going back to the Murray thing, this goes back to it. Now, a lot of diehard Nuggets fans are, you know, without Murray, oh man, it's going to be tough, and you can't just step right in. It's not really a next man up situation. I don't know, man. I don't know. I've said this a million times on my regular show, the whole show, 11 to 2, Monday through Friday on KFKA, that Jamal Murray on his best, you know, I sound like a broken record, at his best, he's an all-star. But he's not always at his best. He's averaging 16 points per game to start the season, and those are not all-star numbers. So the question is, how much of a hit will the Nuggets take without Jamal Murray? For the schedule, for the stretch, for the regular season, with the two-time MVP on your roster, I'm gonna go bold here. I don't think the Nuggets are going to take that big of a hit. I'm concerned. I certainly am. But what were we getting from Jamal? We were getting a lot of the same kind of, oh man, he might go off for 20+. Oh, but now he's back down to 12 and that kind of thing. Don't get me wrong, there's going to be people that listen to this that are going to say, man, you are disrespecting Jamal Murray so much, and I don't. My thing with Jamal, I've always had him on a pedestal. I've always said, this guy can be this good. He just hasn't been there. I haven't seen it. And so, when he's out for a stretch, not for the season, if it was for the season in the playoffs, yeah, I'm freaking out, because we all know Jamal Murray, even though he doesn't like this, is a completely different player when the playoffs come. But in the regular season, is this a concern? Are the Nuggets going to fall down to a couple games over 500 or 500 or even below that? I don't think so. You know, just looking back at Jamal's season so far, started off against the Lakers, 21 points, 6 assists. Good game. Against Memphis, 22 points, 5 assists. Good game. Thunder, 19 points, 8 assists. Yeah, we're going to go good game. 18 points, 14 assists. Another good game. In fact, maybe you say great because he had 14 assists. Against Minnesota in the loss, he had 14 points and 6 assists. And against Dallas, he was at 18 points, but was struggling Was that the game, or was it the Minnesota game where he was really struggling in that one? It might have been I think it was the Minnesota game. Something like that. One of the games. You lose track. I mean, that's the thing. I'm not going to do game by game, but I'm just giving you my summary of Jamal Murray, where he is at this stage in his career. Get him to the postseason, and he is special. He is an amazing player. History has shown us with Jamal that in the regular season, he is a good player, not great. Argue with me all you want. The numbers are there. Even his average right now is 16. And again, that average went way down because of the Chicago game. He only played 10 minutes. He had 2 points. Okay? I'll be fair. He's probably closer to the 18 to 19 range. Not all-star numbers. Those are not all-star numbers. Can you replace his production with anybody else on this roster? The other night against the Pelicans, you know, that was your first full game without him. You started Reggie Jackson at point guard. He had 7 points. That's when you get a little worried. Uh-oh. Because that's normally going to be if Jamal's averaging 19. Yeah, if Jamal's in that game, you're probably not down by 20 at one point to the Pelicans. But you got enough production off the bench. Julian Strother has a breakout game in his rookie season. He had 21 points. You're going to be looking for production elsewhere. And if Reggie Jackson can't just be a plug and play, okay, we need the 16 from you, 18 from you. Well, Michael Porter Jr.'s got to elevate his game. No more 12-point games for MPJ. No more 15-point games. You got to see him up in the 20s. Obviously, we know Nikola Jokic is going to do his deal. He's going to be the triple-double machine. He's probably going to be flirting with a 30, 14, 10 stat line almost every single night. You know, that's how good of a player he is now. But I'm not freaking out. And again, next week when we have this conversation, we'll see what their record is without Jamal Murray. But this is Nikola Jokic's team. And even though you lose that camaraderie that he and Jamal have, that connection, that two-man game that they have, is Joker good enough to develop that quickly with anybody else on this team or different variations of it? I'm not expecting Reggie Jackson or KCP or MPJ to do the things that Jamal did alongside Nikola Jokic. I'm expecting different things. Harrison Wynn from DNVR Nuggets shared a really cool clip of Nikola Jokic basically being the floor general. He's telling everybody where to go. Reggie Jackson brings the ball down the court. Joker yells over to Porter across the court, says, move 2 feet, you know, closer to the top of the key, from the corner to the top. So move 2 feet up. Gordon, step over here. I want KCP, you get out on the wing right there, and I'm standing right by you. Okay, we got a pick and roll. And then Joker, I mean, it was a roll. It was a spin. I mean, it was seamless. So he makes that move. And then he looks off Aaron Gordon real quick, or he looks down at Aaron Gordon, and that's covered. Bam, he pops it out to KCP. I think it was KCP. Wide open three. That's the kind of stuff that I look at now with Joker, and I'm just so impressed with. The guy will do what it takes to win a basketball game. So if Jamal's not in there, he will find different ways to utilize his team, to utilize his players. So that's what I'm really interested to see. How that works. And again, coming off the bench is the other question. Because as long as Joker's out there, this starting unit alongside him, Aaron Gordon, MPJ, KCP, like those guys, they're going to get theirs. You know, I fully expect Aaron Gordon to be that flirting around 16 points and 9 rebounds per game. That's going to be Gordon. So you're not going to lose the drop off there. MPJ, like I said, I'm putting the pressure on him. He's got to pick up the slack. You know, He had some rough games before the last two or three. He was really struggling. But if he can get his spot, if he can get to the point where he's averaging more like 22, 23, you're starting to make up for it if like Reggie Jackson's going to come in and provide 8, 9, 10 points for you. He's averaging 16 points a game right now, and that's really just because MPJ, talking about him, that's really just because he's had the last three games where he's starting to look like the guy we expect him to be. So I think the starting unit, a lot of that does hinge on MPJ. The starting unit should be fine. It's going to be, again, And isn't this been the issue for the Nuggets for a while now, is what will the bench do in these games, especially without Jamal Murray? Is a Zeke Nnaji going to come in and play better than he did the other night? I mean, 6 minutes for no points in that game. 19 minutes for Peyton Watson and 4 points. And I get it. He's young. He's raw. He's still learning. But we were all hoping to kind of see him start off the season on a really, you know, really strong note. Now, he's doing the other things. He's getting rebounds. He's getting steals. He's getting blocks. Colin Gillespie. How about that? Colin Gillespie comes in and puts together some really positive defensive plays. And I kind of like him. I thought maybe he would always be a project and he would be, you know, just a guy that rides the bench forever and never really makes it. But yeah, the old Villanova guy, man, I mean, maybe he can come in and play some strong defense and provide a little bit of a spark, ball handling and that kind of thing. Can he do something? Is he expected to do something? And then obviously Christian Brown, who was the rookie last year, he was up and down, but mostly up as far as where you thought he might be or you wanted him to be. I think obviously he exceeded our expectations. He was tremendous in the playoffs, but you want to see more from him. Right now, he is, talk about just a guy, is he even that? He's a six-point guy, you know, and he's saying in the presser at the beginning of the season, the Nuggets media day, that he wants to average, you know, he wants to get his three-point percentage up. It's not been good lately. It's not been good to start the season. So can Christian Brown step up the way he did last season? I'm still waiting to see him step into that role where he is the Bruce Brown kind of guy. Now, I know Michael Malone cautioned us at the beginning of the season and said, you know, he's not going to be a point guard. He's not going to just flip with Bruce Brown. Like, that's not going to be the case. He's still going to be Christian Brown. So he's going to provide defense. He's going to provide a spark. He's averaging like five rebounds per game, all that. But you're looking for scoring from him. And he's, what is it, 3 of 14 from the three-point line. Yikes. That's 21%. So you got to see more from him. And then Julian Strother, was that a flash in the pan for now? And let me preface that by saying, I think he's going to be a very good, consistent player down the road. He's an older rookie. He has the Gonzaga mentality. I think he fits the Nuggets perfectly. Home run, Calvin Booth. But we're talking about the now. We're talking about right now when you're trying to replace Jamal Murray. Can he show us that that wasn't just a rookie flash, that he can be a consistent guy? And I hate to put that kind of pressure on a rookie, especially on a Michael Malone team, because we all know Michael Malone, he wants to see rookies have good games and then bring it the next day in practice or shoot around or whatever. He wants to constantly be pressing that button on the rookies. He doesn't want them to feel like they've arrived at any point. That might have been some of the issues going on with Bones Highland and such, that maybe Bones thought after his rookie season it was so good they needed him out of necessity because Jamal was out, that he thought he had arrived. Who knows? Maybe that was something that help Calvin Booth get Bones Highland out of Dodge. We'll probably get the full story someday, but we know there's a history. Michael Malone is shy about playing rookies, and not because he just doesn't flat out believe in them. I think he wants them to constantly be earning that spot. He was quick to say that at the beginning of the season at Media Day, that, you know, there's nobody on this team has really earned that. Nobody on the bench has earned that. And I think he was sending a subtle message to guys like Christian Brown. Like, I know that the playoffs were great, and I know you put out some great performances, but I got to see it all the time. I got to see it in the games. I got to see it in practice, and I got to see you evolving in the games. If Nikola Jokic is saying, hey, Strother's a really good young player, but he's got to learn that when he gets the high hand and he starts seeing double teams, he's got to look for his teammates. That's Nikola Jokic speaking out. That's him being a captain. Everybody laughed, and it was funny because he wouldn't even let the media talk, and he just opened up with all, he said, I know what you guys are going to ask. So he just went into it, and the first thing he came up with was Julian Strother. Was, hey, I think he's going to be a great player. I think he played great tonight. He's got to learn how to move the ball around more. You do not survive with the Joker if you're not willing to pass the ball. Number one rule if you got a double team and you take it and Joker's open to your right, which he was at one point in that game against the Pelicans, and you don't pass it to the wide open MVP, yeah, you're gonna have a bad time. So Strother's got to get that right. And if he can do this, though, if he can do not even 21, if he can be a 15, 10, 15-point guy, Christian Brown, elevate your game, then I really do think the Nuggets will be okay. And this was going to, until we found out about Jamal Murray when I was planning the podcast last weekend about what I was going to come in and talk about, it was going to be about Michael Porter Jr. But then Jamal gets hurt, and now my thought was, oh, no, that's bad initially. And then as I got to thinking, in the regular season, Jamal's just a guy. And a lot of people hate when I say that, but that's who he is. So you're replacing just a guy that has a really good chemistry with Joker. The chemistry with the Joker thing obviously is the biggest issue. But forgive me if I'm not panicking, if I'm not going to go sky is falling, uh-oh, Nuggets are going to be lucky to be 500 by the time this is all said, by the time Jamal's back. It's no disrespect towards Jamal. It really isn't. I love Jamal Murray. I root for the guy so much. I think he could be the best point guard in the game on his best nights. But he's not there. He doesn't do it every night. And quite frankly, I get tired of hoping for that. So don't ask me to come here and say, oh, yeah, you're missing out on, an 18, 20-point regular season guy. That's going to be the end of the world for you. No, when you have a Nikola Jokic on your team and the rest of the supporting cast that they have, at least on the starting lineup, they should be able to weather this storm. Playoffs will be a different point. If we were talking, start of the playoffs or a month before the playoffs, you'd sense a little more panic in my voice because Jamal Murray in the playoffs is a freaking asset. And if you don't have him, that's scary. But I'm pretty confident the Nuggets will be okay. We don't know the number of games he's going to miss, but I'm counting on all of November. Golden State, Houston, Clippers, Pelicans, Cavs, Pistons, Magic, Rockets, Spurs, Clippers, Rockets. He ain't going to be there for any of those games. Probably going to miss this most of December. So when I'm looking at it, piecing it together here, you got what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 games in November. You're 7-1. Minimum, give me a split. Obviously you can't split 11 right down the middle, but give me 6 of those. Give me 6 and 5. I would take that. I think they'll be better than that, to be honest. Golden State, I like them winning this game. At Houston, they're going to win that game. LA, home for the Nuggets. As long as Joker's there, they get that. They'll beat the Pelicans. Cleveland will be tough. Let's give them a loss on the road. At Detroit, yeah, give me the Nuggets. At Orlando, give me the Nuggets. At Houston, give me the Nuggets. You know what, man? Now that I think about it, this team should lose 2 or 3 the rest of the month, with or without Jamal Murray. And obviously, it's going to be without. I'm not coming in here disrespecting Jamal, but I'm also not coming in here panicking, thinking that this team is really going to fall apart. Now, if this were the reverse, and it were Nikola Jokic out and not Jamal Murray, and Jamal Murray was in, then they're going to be lucky to beat Houston. It's a brass tacks, man. Dark times will be in our world when Nikola Jokic retires, or, knocking on wood, heaven forbid he ever gets hurt. So don't panic. This team's going to be just fine. They will repeat as champs. I'm sticking by it. Rest Jamal because he's more important in the playoffs than he is the regular season. He is a playoff player. He doesn't like that. I get it, but that's what it is. He is an 18 point a game kind of guy in the regular season. Once you hit the playoffs, he's getting upwards in the 25s, 26s. If I'm Michael Malone, I'm sitting him down until he's back to as close to 100% as you can get. Make sure he's ready for the playoffs. We don't want to take any chances. Let's take care of our guys now. As for the current roster, I need the bench to step up. I need Michael Porter Jr. to keep being a 20-pluser in the points and doing your thing on the rebounding and defensive side. That's been impressive. So, Nuggets got a few games until we meet again. They've got the Warriors on Wednesday night. They've got the Houston Rockets on Sunday night. That's a 5 o'clock game. They have the Clippers on Tuesday. Three games. Here's my prediction. Write it down. They'll be 3-0. They'll be 10-1 by the time we talk again next Wednesday. That's going to do it for us. It's been a pickaxe to grind. For more on anything that I have to talk about, Nuggets, Colorado, Colorado Buffaloes, Colorado State Rams, Broncos, Broncos Bills coming up, tune into the whole show. Weekdays 11 to 2. That's on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Been me, Brady Hole, with a pickaxe to grind. Let's go, Nuggets.